You're listening to SBS News.
Margaret Tadros and her husband Simon are slowly rebuilding their pick-your-own fruit business at Bilpin in the Blue Mountains, west of Sydney. Last summer's bushfires caused them $3 million worth of damage. Just a few thousand of their 15,000 trees survived the fires, including 1,500 fig trees, which are finally starting to bear fruit. But Margaret says they may not last long.
As soon as they start to get a little bit bigger and they get a little bit of sweetness to them, the bats and the birds will start to come in. If we lose it, there's no point continuing. You can't just go year after year without your crop.
The fruit is usually protected by kilometres of netting, but what's left of it after the bushfires swept through is now hanging in shreds across the property. Margaret says the family has purchased $70,000 worth of new netting, but installing it is another issue.
It's been sitting here for about 8 weeks, but unfortunately we can't get any contractors to come and put it up. This was a very, very angry fire, and it was leaving nothing in its path. It was relentless.
The Tadros family has now received $900,000 in grants to replace burned fruit trees. That's just less of a third of the damage bill. It has, however, helped them reinvest to buy 5,000 new trees. But the coronavirus pandemic has forced Australia's borders closed, locking out the seasonal workers that would usually help with planting. Instead, Margaret says she and the family have had to look after the planting on their own.
So we've put over 3,000 cherry trees in, we've put more peaches, more plums. The trees all arrived probably about 6 weeks ago, and a whole group of friends came up every weekend and help us plant the trees.
The Tadros family are not the only ones who have been left to replant alone. Victoria's East Gippsland was one of the hardest hit towns during the bushfire season last summer. The Giles family lost their wildflower plantation. The fire was devastating, destroying 14,000 mostly native trees. Co-owner Melusa Giles says government grants have helped the family purchase new trees, but there is still a long way to go.
My family migrated to Australia when I was seven, so I do know the struggle of rebuilding a life. We have achieved a lot, but yeah, there's so much more to achieve.
The Giles family and many others are facing a long road to recovery, with few hands to help. And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.